Good morning. I am Carrie O'Connor, and welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show, the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insights that I received through my psychic vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I am here with you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we could all get through this evolutionary jump that's literally written in our DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me as this is a call-in show, and you could ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to ask the detailed questions so I could go right into the details. And so our number here is 1-800-930-2819, and again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And I want to say good morning, Seattle. I heard that through Benny, there's a lot of rain going on out there. So
yep, absolutely.
Has to be a little bit, put their raincoats on and mudslides. We're not used to hearing that over in the East Coast. But what I sent in as far as the title of the first 10 minutes here, what I wanted to talk to, especially during this Christmas season, this holiday season, is this assuming benevolence. And what does that mean? Assuming benevolence means that you... last week we talked about getting into an attitude of gratitude. So really having a real habit of saying thank you, waking up with our morning thank yous, in the evening saying thank you. It's like we're taught, and at least I was taught, raised Catholic, you say your morning and evening prayers. And so you don't have to do a traditional prayer, but aligning to the divine in the morning and the evening throughout the day is really wonderful. And starting with an attitude of gratitude literally changes your frequency. Think of it as a light bulb going from 75 watts to 100 watts. And that's instantaneous, guys, because we are energetic beings. We are electromagnetic energetic beings. And so when we shift our thoughts, we shift our attention, it affects our energy immediately. So going to assuming benevolence, here is a time of year where people are hustling and bustling about and everyone's trying to get ready for the holidays. And a lot of times this is the known time where there could be a lot of stress involved. So assuming benevolence is another way of, let's say somebody cuts you off in traffic or somebody gives you a dirty look or your boss doesn't hire you, or you go out on a date and your first date doesn't turn into a second date. A lot of times we take it personally. We think something could be wrong with us. We really take it into the heart, and then it could go back to what I always talk about is our themes. So if we have themes of that we're working on self-worth issues or self-esteem, or we think that that everybody deserves or is having a great time here and a wonderful life except for us, that the brass ring is outside of us, then it feeds that energy when we have those dirty looks, or that first date doesn't turn into second date, or we're overlooked for a promotion or overlooked for a job application. So having an attitude of assuming benevolence is assuming that we don't know all the information, and that let's go to a job application, that somebody could have been more qualified, or somebody could be related to somebody in that company, or just automatically to going back to training yourself where you don't take it personally, where you don't assume the worst, you don't assume kindness. Another way to go about this is to, we do better when we know better. So sometimes people could be frustrated with people's actions, when we do better, when we know better, we do better. Just think of a child. We wouldn't hold a 2-year-old or a 5-year-old accountable for their behavior if they were having a tantrum. And sometimes as an adult, we can have tantrums. And so it could be that wounded child that is in charge of the person right then. And so when we have a practice of aligning ourselves and practice of not taking it personally, it really helps us stay aligned to the divine. We don't get unplugged. And when we get unplugged, then we feel separated from source. When we feel separated from source, that's not our natural state. Our natural state is to be connected. We all are learning to step into our mastery. Our mastery is called, I call it the mastery, but it's also called, think of it, the spiritual self, the angel self, to all different, we've been told through all different traditions that we're spiritual beings having a human experience here. And so when we just, tip number two, last week was attitude of gratitude, and this week we are really being encouraging you to, the guides are encouraging you. My guides, having assuming benevolence, we do better when we know better, and especially with those that are closest to us, those are the ones that could push our buttons the most. And so they can really put little, what I see energetically is hooks out there. So we can bite the bait. And some days we could be more sensitive to taking that bait and than other days. And so if you're having one of those days where you could bite that bait and get hooked right in, the faster you could unbait yourself, the faster you could just align yourself and say, this is not my truth. And we only know our truth. We decide what resonates with us. And so it really, when we start living from the assuming benevolent place, we really start to understand the only thing that we're in charge of, and that's enough in itself, is our own energy field. We only have to take care of ourselves, and it doesn't mean that we're selfish and we're not caring about other people. It's actually the highest form of prayer from another person, because the more we stay aligned, the more we have a direct effect on everybody else. So think about the light bulb analogy again, where you have that 100-watt light bulb, and you have a bunch of 50-watt or 25-watt light bulbs around you. You shining your 100-watt light bulbs will lighten up those 25 to 50-watt light bulbs. And the lighter they are, the lighter we are as far as in frequency. Think of light as lightening up. It's like having closer access to our soul song. And that's what we're here to do. We're in this evolutionary leap of waking up to really claim our mastery. Every single master has said you could do this too and more. And so we're really stepping into what our soul song is. And our soul song is unique to us. And so the more we're in that empowered state, the more we decide, you know what, this resonates with me. Cooking resonates with me, and it makes me feel really grand. And that would be my mother's voice, not mine. I like to read people and to read their energy field, where their energy is showing me where they could have blocks. So I'm that natural teacher, helper, healer. That's what resonates with me. That makes me feel expanded. And so the more we do the stuff that we love to do, it helps us stay in that alignment. The more we can stay in the alignment, the more we can get with the hooks come in front of us. Because you know what? What I've noticed more and more is that our themes don't go away. We just become more in the driver's seat. So when we have a theme that comes up, where somebody could kind of hook us into something that's chaotic or staticky, or it's not, it's a fighting. That's not our natural truth. And so we just, the more we can just what I call stop, drop, and roll. So the faster you could just take a breath, realign yourself, and even bless the person, because it's when we do better, when we know better, and when assuming benevolence really helps us align to our divinity. And then we are able to hold that energy posture more. And when I say posture, it's like martial arts, because to me, when I look at an energy field, it literally is a posture. So visualize yourself with your shoulders back, your arms wide open, your legs shoulder width apart, and your heart open. I call it the high heart. The thymus is opening up, and the heart chakra creates a real altar for our heart chakra. So that's the tip of the day to get through this life, never mind to the holiday season. How about that? And we're going to be going to break, but I want to give you some of my information. You can contact me at www.carrieoconnor.com, and the email is union1111@yahoo.com. And our number here to call in to ask some questions, because after break we will be going to the phone lines, is 1-800-930-2819. And again, 1-800-930-2819. And I'm the Carrie O'Connor Show. Well, part of the Dr. Pat's show team, and good morning, Seattle.
Psst, hey you, come here. I got something to tell you. Are you ready to meet your life partner but need a good avenue? SpiritualSingles.com has the largest database of conscious spiritual members on the internet. When you're ready to meet someone, join SpiritualSingles.com. But make sure you're really ready, though, because it works. SpiritualSingles.com. Dating, events, and even retreats. Don't forget, that's SpiritualSingles.com. Join today. You'll be glad you did.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself.
425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Celebrate Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living at two special holiday worship events. Sunday, December 23rd at 5 p.m. is the Multicultural Holiday Family Service with Reverend Kathy Ann Lewis, plus the Children's Angel Choir at the Center for Spiritual Living's campus. Christmas Eve, come downtown to Benaroya Hall for a citywide adult Christmas service with Reverend Kathy Ann and the 100 Voice Choir of Light from 9 to 10:30 p.m. Go to spiritualliving.org. Christmas with the Center for Spiritual Living, where all faiths are welcome.
Kate's Caring Gifts is proud to support Dr. Pat's Green Christmas Challenge with earth-friendly alternatives. Visit them at katescaringgifts.com to see their complete selection of natural body care, kid-powered toys, eco-friendly home decor, and organic gourmet indulgence, including the world's best organic chocolate. Find people and earth-friendly gifts at katescaringgifts.com. That's katescaringgifts.com.
Hello, this is Douglas McQuarrie from Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company. We've been building 100% natural beds for the chemically sensitive for over 22 years. Unlike the beds of 40 years ago, mattresses today are manufactured with the increased amounts of petroleum-based foams, plastics, and a variety of volatile chemicals and fire retardants. You can, in fact, be made ill by the repeated exposure to these low-level chemicals during your sleep process. Please, 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 it's time to take responsibility for this third of your life. It's time to wake up to what you're sleeping with. Do your own research. Our website, SoaringHeart.com, is a good place to start. We have links to other companies doing exactly what we do throughout the country. Soaring Heart Natural Bed Company is located at 101 Nickerson, two blocks west of the Fremont Bridge on the Queen Anne side. Our phone number is 282-1717. And again, our website is SoaringHeart.com. Thank you.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back. I'm Carrie O'Connor, and you're here listening to The Carrie O'Connor Show on the Dr. Pat time slot. And our number here at KKNW is 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And the phone lines are open now, and I will take any question from the mundane to the wild and crazy, let's say, within reason. And so we're going to go to the phone lines, Benny.
Yep, sounds like a plan. Let's bring on Linda from Silverdale to start the morning off.
All righty. Hi, Linda. How are you?
Oh, great. Thank you for taking my call.
Glad we're able to.
Yes, my question is just pretty general, really. What do you see for me coming down the line in the next few months?
Next few months. Okay. Actually, it's interesting. Linda, do you have, first of all, I'm seeing a father come in. Is your dad in spirit?
Yes, he's in spirit.
Okay. Your father comes in, and when I say in spirit, that means they've crossed over. So your dad comes in first, and he also wants to bring this. He's bringing the ladies inside, but what your father's, and actually I'm seeing a paternal grandmother, he brings in her energy, and she's doing the nice to meet you. They also want to call out to a Marie or a Mary, and I feel like I'm going to a middle name there, and it's almost like your middle name or the L, like the Lynn or Linda with the middle name Mary, Marie. Going back to father, it's like he wants to reconnect you with the grandmother, his mom in particular, and she appears at a distance. So that means to me she's been gone a long time, and that she could have even literally lived at a distance, or that she could have crossed over when you were younger. What dad is saying is where the grandmother comes in, as far as the ladies state, think of on the left side of our energy field, and that's about receiving, Linda, and so taking in energy, and the males come on the right side, and that's about giving out the energy. So They're talking about washing the men right out of your hair, Linda, but it's more of, and I'm seeing them symbolically putting the shampoo in your hair, so that means to me it's the next couple of months is about transformation, clearing your head, thinking the men does not necessarily mean men in general. It could be strong women also, so think of the next couple of months, your dad and your grandmother are encouraging you feng shui, clear out, especially when it comes to issues of the head, thought, perception, how you see stuff, because the dad's talking about March. I'm hearing up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon. Do you remember that song? I was born in the 60s, and so he's singing that song. And so if you even know the words for it, I would look up. You know how you could look up all the words of the song? I'd look up the words for that because he wants to relate to that. Also, Linda, he's giving you an olive branch, and he wants to give you the number 444. And when I see that, that means that he's trying to connect to you. And so when they give you the numbers, all of a sudden you could turn your head and you could look at the clock. It'll be 444. All of a sudden you'll turn. You'll be driving. Something makes you turn. You'll see call Harry's cab 444444. The number will stick out at you. And with the paternal grandmother comes the number 777. And it's not that other people aren't here, is what Dad said, but it's important that he's up to the mic because he's saying to issues of the heart that you're releasing issues of the heart. He also wants to give this to brother, too, brother. So information from brother or brother-in-law in and around you. And I want to ask, do you think of your father or feel him, and especially lately?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Think about, because your part of your intuitive portal is called claircognitive. Do you recognize that within yourself?
Yes.
Okay. All right, so think of that. Dad's coming in here and saying, really, because what I see is that you're stepping up. You're going up to what I call that fourth elevator. The fourth elevator has more joy, more peace, more happiness, more love. And the biggest thing is, Linda, is that we have to get ourselves there. It's like we could bring the horse to water, but we can't make it drink. That's why I always talk about different energy exercises, aligning with the divine, stepping into our mastery, our empowerment. I'm saying all those words because those are the way that we go up to that next level of having more joy, more peace, more happiness, more flow in our life, in all directions in our life. And so Dad wants to say, when I hear the commercial of Virginia Slim, I want to recognize a ginger, a gin, Virginia, that kind of name. But when I hear you've come a long way, baby, like a smoking commercial, he's emphasizing your growth, and he wants to give yourself credit and tap yourself on the back because he is doing that. And also, he is he keeps on having you rubbing your eyes. And I go, when I'm looking into your root chakra, I'm going down to your age at 4 to 5 years old, and I see a girl looking at, think of symbolically like a Christmas tree, and like you're rubbing your eyes, like, is it true? And then I'm seeing like I have itchy eyes. And so when I'm seeing that, when I'm feeling that, it again goes back to perception. And I would even do infinity eights, sideways eights in and around your eyes. And even sometimes take your finger, the pad of your finger, and do a sideways eights around your eyes. First of all, that opens up our intuitive portal. Second of all, it helps widen the perception because what Dad is saying, we are going through this huge up to the fourth elevator. They're helping you. That's breaking generational patterns on both sides. Really going into, again, when I keep on seeing white in the head, that means clearing out past stuff that could have held you back. So that's going to afford you new opportunities. And again, I keep on hearing March up, up, and away in my beautiful balloon. And there's a hot air balloon there that is gliding very very easily and swiftly and beautifully, and where life could have been like a jerking motion before. So it's like, and I'm hearing bridged over troubled water. So it's like you're leaving troubles behind in parts where you could have felt very alone, and also going back to that 4 to 5 year old where you learned to pull yourself up by your bootstraps when you were young. Do you recognize that?
Yes.
Okay, and so he's saying sorry for that too. And also there's addiction on his side of the family. His accountability for it. Do you recognize that?
I'm sorry, what was that again?
He has an addiction on that side of the family. He has total accountability for addiction on that side of the family.
So, oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. Excuse me?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. So he is saying, I have total accountability for this. I am sorry for this because going back to that 4 to 5 year old, with the addiction on that side of the family, that affects your total right side. The right side goes into relationships with males and strong females. It also goes into putting the energy out into the world, Linda. And so think of this as, again, you're taking the wisdom, leaving the pain. A lot of this, that 4 and a 5 year old wanted to believe in Santa. So think of that symbolically, like wants to believe in the great things in life, that you could, the brass ring is not outside of you. That good stuff is for Linda too. And so some parts, because life bridge over troubled waters, is that life might not have handed that to you before, that he wants you to know that that's part of the past, that you get to see in your life in all aspects. It's you yourself, as far as even feeling lighter in your feet. And he's even talking about losing weight, but he's not talking about weight as in, like sometimes when we hold protection, we could hold water weight, and all of a sudden we could lose 5 pounds very quickly. So part of that is holding on to the energy body, holds on to protection, and that's what he's emphasizing. So this is where you're going to feel lighter physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. People will say to you, Linda, what are you doing? You look lighter. And part of that is that you see the benefits for all the work that you've done, going back so that you've come a long way, baby. So they're congratulating you. And also that there's a part that that you, when you have this different view of life, you have different opportunities come to you to March. And I feel that these are job opportunities. But also, where are you as far as love life?
Oh, not very good. I don't have one.
Okay. All right. So think of what Dad goes into. He first was emphasizing job opportunities. But when going back to that 4 to 5 year old, Linda, there's a part where take the, over the next couple months, December and January, and really review feng shui, clear out, and especially wash that men right out of my hair, is like past relationships, going back to that 4 to 5 year old, is protective, especially when it comes to relationships, okay? So this is a wonderful time, especially March is entering into relationship, and so right now, this is a time where you're going to redefine and define what you want in a relationship, because when I asked your heart, Linda, show me what you want in a partner, or show me your partner, when I look into your thymus, it's cloudy, so, and I see an outline of somebody, so when I see that, that means to me that there's that 4 to 5 year old that can feel protective, and so she's, there's a part that, yes, I want a relationship because your right hand is out, but being able to feel like you're going to pull one in, or that, so that's where the brass ring feels outside of you. So think of, again, them coming in, and Mom wants to say Mom is in spirit too?
Yes.
Okay, because she wants to say Mom's here too, and she's also apologizing. So, and I keep on hearing bridge over troubled water. So pay attention, Linda, to songs on the radio, because that's really another way as far as that they can contact you and connect with you. And that they're, and also they want to keep on giving this message. Do you have brother in spirit, or who's the brother with you that's connected in spirit?
Well, gosh, I have a couple, actually. Gerald and James.
Okay, I was just going to say, I saw
perhaps even David.
I'm seeing my cousin Jimmy. So Jimmy brings in, your James brings in the other guys, okay? So think of that the gang is all here. Also, pay attention to orbs and play with, are you familiar with orbs?
No.
Okay, orbs are like when you take a picture and all of a sudden you see balls in the energy in the picture. A lot of times people think, what the heck was that? Think of that. That's it's spirit. It's they like to show that they're there. So call in your family members and play around with pictures. And it doesn't have to be a fancy camera. This could be those $5.99 or $4.99 ones to get at the local convenience store. So, call your family members in, and you'll see balls, and they'll be a different color. That spirit letting you know how much they're in and around you, and that they are having you. So think of that, going back to that 4 to 5 year old, it's what I would call your energy, is you're doing a huge soul retrieval, retrieving pieces of yourself where your parents have total accountability, but they come in much lighter, so sometimes you might not feel them because they come in lighter. And so this is about you coming, again, recognize you've come a long way, baby, and it, especially when it comes into relationships, redefine what you want in the relationship, Linda. Also, if you don't have an energy routine, get into an energy routine. And we got to go to break now, so I'm going to leave them with you because they're very excited about that connection, okay?
Thank you.
All right, so we're going to go to break, and we'll be back and in a few minutes.
Hey, Benny, I'm going to buy a car this Saturday.
Oh, no, you can't do that then. I just looked at the Good Timing Guide, and there's a timeout that day.
What's a timeout?
Well, listen, every few days, there's an astrological period of time when anything you start has severe problems. You can get better results by not taking important actions right then and there. Go to PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300 to get your Good Timing Guide. Then you'll know when to act and when to wait.
Have you ever wondered how humans lived for thousands of years with just the power of nature to keep them healthy? Can we live a healthy, long life without dependence on drugs? Dr. Rashmi Pace, naturopathic physician and Ayurvedic clinician, can help you have optimal health and ageless vitality using the science of naturopathic medicine plus the wisdom of the ancient healing arts. Call Dr. Pace at 425-778-8050 or visit LotusNaturalHealthClinic.com.
Having someone in your corner with knowledge and expertise fully dedicated to your success is the best way to meet your weight and health goals. I'm Angela Pfeiffer, certified nutritionist and owner of the Nourish Body. I am dedicated to teaching you how to eat right and coaching you through the gradual lifestyle changes needed not only to lose weight, but to keep it off for good. If you're frustrated with those extra pounds that you just can't seem to lose, do something about it. Take the first step. I make healthy easy and I make it fun. Take the first step by calling me at 425-747-5282.
Ladies, your soul is whispering to you. Are you listening? Imagine a woman's magazine dedicated to your inner journey and the deeper aspects of a woman's life. Do you feel an inner tugging of the heart? A desire to live deeper and connect more fully? Aspire magazine features inspiring articles, interviews, and more, and is the premier inspirational and spiritual publication for women. Aspire magazine, inspiration for a woman's soul. Subscribe today at aspiremag.net and have inspiration delivered right to your door.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat Basile, and I'm excited to be the Master of Ceremonies at the upcoming Extraordinary People 2008, a five-part lecture series beyond words. Five nights, five extraordinary speakers, each with a message of hope, inspiration, and love. Join Greg Braden, Alan Cohen, Deepak Chopra, John Holland, and Iyanla Van Zandt, all right here in Seattle. Save by purchasing the entire series and get five for the price of four. Series tickets are on sale right now. Go to thedrpatshow.com for dates, information, and to purchase your series tickets right now. Single tickets will be available for purchase on December 1st. Don't miss this spectacular opportunity to be inspired. Go to thedrpatshow.com for more information and to purchase your series tickets now. Series tickets would make a delightful stocking stuffer for someone you care about this holiday season.
Following the herd is fine until they lead you off a cliff. Think for yourself. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and you could reach me at www.carrieoconnor.com, and our email address is union1111@yahoo.com. And before we go to the phone lines, I do want to tell you about an exciting class that's coming up that everyone from around the world could go to. It's a teleclass. It's Sunday, December 16th. It's at from 5 to 7 Eastern time, so that's, we've got two to... Benny, help me. 2 to 4?
That'd be three hours, I believe.
So yeah. That's two? Yeah. 2 to 4 Pacific time, 5 to 7. And it's the teleclass is how to open up your intuitive abilities. So we're very excited about that because you could listen to this. You call a number and you could listen to this class on the comfort of your own home. So that's December 16th. So if you're interested in signing up for that, you do have to sign up in advance. And you could sign up through the website, carrieoconnor.com. Or through union1111@yahoo.com. So, Benny, why don't we go back to the phone line?
Sounds like a plan there. Let's run off down south to good old Dallas, Texas, where we have Don waiting for us, and he just wants a little general reading on what direction he should take.
All righty.
Hey, Don, you there?
Yes, sir, I am, Benny. Thank you.
No problem.
Hi, Carrie. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Don?
I'm excellent. Thank you.
Good. What's going on, Don?
Well, I was just wanting to know... You know, what sort of direction I should be moving in. I've been making a lot of changes in the last year and just was seeking some guidance from any sort of non-physical guides.
Okay. All right. The God, it's the men day today, so we're starting with the males. Is your dad in spirit?
I'm sorry?
Is your father crossed over? Who's the dad with you?
Yes.
Okay, dad comes in, but he also brings in the other father, so that means to me father-in-law, stepfather, godfather, some other father that's connected to him. Actually, it could be an uncle with him, as far as his brother-in-law. And so dad is goes into, when I look at the first four corners, because this is a mini reading, so when somebody says direction, I could go into personal, I could go into job, all that stuff. But the first place that he brings me to, is think of the four major corners, is the you corner, which means self-esteem, self-worth, how you're stepping into your empowerment. The other corner is personal relationships. The other corner is job, career, money. And then the other corner is home, family. And those are the four major foundations. And those are so important to have cleaned out as a foundation as we're going up to another level. And this is for everybody. And most questions are revolved around those four major things: job, career, what do I do? In the first place where he's bringing me to you is to, it's like a clearing out day. I'm going down to the you place, okay? So the you corner, Don, means going back to, and actually he's saying he has you, and I want to know why he's showing me this, because everything is, symbolic language is so important, and I have to repeat it exactly how I see it. I see you on an airplane, and then I see a rope going down, and it's like, think of you on a boat, so the boat represents, is on water, so water is emotions, okay? And so here you're on this boat, you're not driving the boat, you're standing as a passenger on this boat. I don't really see a lot of other people around you, so that could be where you're feeling alone in your emotions, or that they're isolating you on purpose. And then I see like a helicopter coming down. It almost looks like a Miami CSI movie. And so there's a rope going down, and I see your right arm going down and trying to get the rope, but the wind, the helicopter's wind is having this rope seem like it's out of your reach. And so symbolically what that means to me is that what dad is, the right side represents our male side, that represents going out to the world side and how we take our energy signature out. The air is our thoughts, is our head. It's even air element. You could have like Gemini and Libra, Aquarian energy, and your Mercury, which is our brain, our mind, our thoughts, right? So what dad is recognizing as far as having you feel stable, like the rope is right in front of you. So that's where you're trying to work on things, like you said, but where he wants you to know that there's much more stable when things can feel unstable. But when I told you that symbolic language, what's the first things that popped into your head?
Well, you know, maybe just recognizing that things are more stable than I anticipate
right.
them that they are.
Yeah, right, exactly. And especially because that symbol is just for you. It's like I pay attention to the boat. So is there boating in your history? And also, as far as with the helicopter part, where it feels like, and even when I'm seeing like it as far as a CSI movie, that shows me as far as where that you could feel like there's an urgency or an emergence, Don. So think of dad saying, Don, you're going through a lot of changes, and so there's a lot more stability than it could be seen. The major corner that you're having more stable is the you corner, that self-esteem, self-worth, the subconscious. And so he's helping in bringing other guys, meaning men and guides, in here to help you feel like your core is more stable, and then that rope's going to seem very, very easy and have access to. So you're really working very much with your right side of your energy field. And so sometimes we tend to work with the right or left side. So really having a good energy maintenance program is really huge. He's also talking about the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, 7 years, because you're setting up a seven cycle. So think of beginning a whole new seven-year cycle where you feel like you're much more in charge, and also in every aspect of your life. So this is huge. And again, going back down to, and he's even showing me you at 2 to 4 years old. And so go back to what was going on in the house at 2 to 4 years old, where I'm seeing something unstable happens at that time. And it doesn't have to be a great big huge horrific thing like molesting or anything like that. It could be somebody moving. It could be a sibling being born and then start walking around, so then the sibling becomes not just a lump in the baby in the bed, it becomes another human. So it could be a lot more than just it doesn't have to be the awful, but what he's encouraging you to do is call on their help, because there's a part where you like to figure stuff out yourself or do it alone, and so call on their help, Don, because they want you to know how much they're in and around. It's like their pleasure, their honor to work with this with you, and so so remembering that, getting a habit of that, and then you're going to really see the results of this over the next 7 days, 7 weeks, 7 months, okay?
That's awesome, Carrie. Thank you so much.
Good.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you too, Don.
Thanks very much, Don, from calling in from all the way from Dallas, Texas. And Carrie, shall we run off to another one?
Absolutely.
All right, let's go a little more local here. Let's run off to Janet. She's calling in from Seattle. She's got a question about career.
All right.
Hello, Hi, Carrie.
Janet. How are you, Janet?
Oh, I'm okay, but in indecision here. I've started a job in a field I haven't been in before, and the going's pretty tough. I'm wondering whether to persevere or bail out.
Okay, all right. Your dad's in spirit too, correct?
No.
Okay, who is the father with you? And go back to, and actually he's showing me. Actually,
oh, that's my father-in-law.
Yes, absolutely. Because I was going to say, he will not put his father-in-law in it. He will not be claimed as father-in-law. So he is claiming your father. So if you ever go to another reader, it's your father-in-law, okay? And he also brings a cigar, and he also wants to say it's a girl. So I feel like somebody within your circle you could find out is pregnant. And I also feel like there could have been infertility or not pregnant off the bat. And it's, again, you could go out to lunch tonight. And I'm also seeing Megan or some kind of Megan kind of name here. And so just let you know that your dad, father-in-law, is all in and all around you. Also, he's, like, talking about babe in the woods, and he has you as, like, a deer in headlights, you know, how the, like, big eyes. And so that's where he's recognizing what you're feeling as far as the job right now. But what he wants to take you, like, out of the deer in the headlight thing. So what he's showing you is, like, almost like get the wisdom out of that job and leave the pain. So sometimes it's actually kind of interesting because he's showing me, think of it as there's two ways to think about it. You could kind of tough it out, anchor it in, but the job's not making you expand, Janet. You know what I mean? It's like it's not we want to go to our passions, which makes us expand. And sometimes I see that they say that we could have bridger jobs. So sometimes we have to do stuff that we don't really care for right then to get to a goal, right? And other times but he's being really pretty clear that I feel like I'm confirming this for you, that it's okay. Think of in the biggest lesson, right? And what they're saying is that, but you're taking care of yourself by leaving this job. Do you understand that? It's like you're acknowledging it's not like I'm quitting because I don't like it. You're saying I really, this is, and it's not, like in over your head, in like if I were to go to accounting and they said that your job, Carrie, for the rest of your life or right now or for the next 7 months or whatever, is all accounting, I would be so out of my element that it would be like hell for me, okay? And so they're showing me something similar, like it's out of your element, out of your colors. If I had to do it, would I do it? Yeah, I could. I'd roll up my sleeve and I'd make the best of it. But if there's a part where he's giving you permission, your father-in-law, to like look elsewhere, that part of this, the bigger lesson is what the maternal grandmother's saying, is that you're taking care of Janet. And so sometimes there's a higher, a lot of times it's everything's so multi-leveled. And so understand this is a multi-leveled job in that you're even sometimes it's interesting because I'm seeing because your whole energy just shifted by giving yourself permission to leave. And by doing that, you could even shift and end up staying there till you go and get another job that's much more up your alley. Do you understand that? So it's all in having the same, like, having your soul know I'm out of here. This is not a sentence for me for the rest of my life. And so, and that you tried it. You got information, take the wisdom, leave the rest of it. You met people, just like that kind of thing. So get the wisdom out of it, but leave the rest of it. And he's also talking about doors open up. He also wants to recognize February, happy birthday, anniversary, or when somebody crosses over. And also that birthday goes back into you as far as changes with February. So he's giving you permission to leave, but then again, I see that as you have that, you might hang out there a little bit longer as another job comes in as far as in February, okay?
All right.
All right, Janet. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much.
And I guess it's out, you're in Seattle, so get that raincoat out, huh?
Yeah, the water is at flooding level around here.
Yeah,
it's really bad news. Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome.
Thanks very much, Janet.
All right, we're going to take another break, and we're going to be back. So we'll be back, and this is the last break of the day, and you're listening to the Carrie O'Connor Show at KKNW, and our number here is 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819, and we are taking your calls, and we'll be back right after this break.
Does your soul need a makeover? Join best-selling author, spiritual leader, and yoga icon Baron Baptiste on a vitality-packed seven-night cruise to the Mexican Riviera, April 5th through 12th, 2008, where you'll radically change your body and awaken the sacred within your soul. Attendance is limited, so hurry and reserve your tickets today to the transforming body and soul cruise with Baron Baptiste. Visit ICanDoItAtSea.com for details.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott of Crown Hill Chiropractic in Seattle, your center for maximized living. Wellness is much more than being free of illness. It's about optimal living in all aspects of life. Our Maximized Living team provides a safe, healing environment while helping individuals express their true divine potential through chiropractic care and wellness coaching. For more information on achieving wellness, visit us at crownhillchiropractic.com or give us a call at 206-782-8800.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Vacation with the Hay House Superstars. Sign up for the most outlandish Hay House conference yet, aboard a luxurious cruise ship. I Can Do It at Sea. Meet some of your favorite authors, including Wayne Dyer, Carolyn Mace, Marianne Williamson, and Doreen Virtue. Plus soul-nourishing workshops, parties, gorgeous port cities, and more. All amid a breathtaking backdrop of the Mexican Riviera. Space is limited, so reserve your cabin today at ICanDoItAtSea.com.
Can't seem to attract your dreams? Maybe you attract your dreams, but you can't hold on to them. Maybe you're attracting the wrong people into your life. Join Wise Divas with Teresa Proctor every Monday at 11 a.m. as she reveals the tools and skills needed to live your wildest dreams. If you're serious about making changes in your life, then tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific for Wise Divas with Teresa Proctor. Live your wildest dreams right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
The Fair Trade Certified logo on a label offers consumers a simple way to know that the product was produced in a responsible manner. It's your guarantee that there was a fair and responsible exchange of labor for a fair wage. Buying only fairly traded products is a socially responsible, enlightened message you send saying you vote for a win-win for everyone on this planet. This message brought to you by Cafe Ladro. Visit CafeLadro.com. That's CafeLadro.com.
More choices, more topics, more shows. One station. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to the Carrie O'Connor Show, and I am Carrie O'Connor, and I will be with you to the top of the hour, and you can contact me at www.carrieoconnor.com. As I said before, there's a teleclass going on, how to open up your intuitive abilities, and to get sign up for that December 16th on a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 Pacific time, is and 5 to 7 on Eastern Standard Time is www.carrieoconnor.com, union1111@yahoo.com. So, Benny, let's go back to the lines.
All right. Sounds like a plan there. Let's bring up who's waiting so patiently, Julia from Baltimore, Maryland. She's looking to see if, well, her family might be relocated or relocation in general. She wants to know if that's even going to happen. So let's go.
Alrighty.
Bring on Julia.
Hi, Julia. Hi. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you very much.
Good.
So you're doing some relocation there?
Well, I would like to, but it just with my husband's job, it's like there's a lot of contingencies. Basically, I just wondered if it may happen at some point.
Okay.
Wishful
All
thinking.
Right. All right. You know what's really interesting is your father-in-law in spirit.
Yes, as a matter of fact.
Okay, he comes in, and also is your dad in spirit too?
I don't know.
All right, all right. Well, I'm going, especially if somebody is not connected to their father, you energetically can hold him as in spirit, okay? But going
okay.
back to starting with the father-in-law, actually pay attention to seeing the numbers 11, 11, and 111. All of 11, 11 is even acknowledging birthday, anniversary, when somebody crosses over in November. And also 111s are all about new beginnings. And so he is giving you, what he's saying, Julia, is that you're taking the bull by the horns. And so what does that mean? To create what you want, so you want to relocate. It's like he's giving you the, you're going to be the family person to energetically start the ball rolling. And it's not that your husband won't, it's just that part of him, he could, your husband, your dad, your father-in-law is pointing to his head, and so he could get too much into the mental mind of the coulda, shoulda, woulda, right? So
right.
energetically, you're clearing that out, okay, for your family, and so really start to get into knowing that you're going to be relocated, believing that you can, and start and take the action to make it happen. So really start, because when I'm looking into your heart, the thymus, as far as the potentials, what we want to do is make to be able to be co-creators. Really, the first thing is to know it, just to really get to into this place of not hoping, know it. Just say, I know we're going to be relocated, believe in it with every single part of your fiberness, and then also take action. So, and taking action would be looking out to see where you want to go. It's not like the dad's given you a quarter as far as like things up in the air, but he wants to take that quarter and in your hands so you could know if it's head or tail. So then right now everything feels up in the air, so you feel like you're more in the driver's seat with this, because he's showing me, yes, you're going to be relocating. You could relocate a lot faster than you feel like you it can be, where everything feels like up in the air, but you could think of it where he shows me with your husband 10 people. And so your husband could be like number 8 and relocating 7 or 8. But when you start using energy dynamics and working with energy, all of a sudden you energetically could put your husband first in line, put light around him to shine out for relocation. You start grounding as far as both of you where you want to relocate, and then all of a sudden everyone reads energy. And these are people that don't even believe in any of this, feel, sense, and read energy. That's the way it is. That's the law of the universe. And so everyone feels and senses it in some way. So taking your husband and what your dad, your father-in-law showed me is like getting the fog off of him. So part of this could almost energetically be like, I don't want to hear, I have to say what I heard, like beating him up. So that means like too much mind time on this, so it creates like an energetic fog. So you stepping in, taking the bull by the horn, saying, okay, I know we're relocating. This is my heart's desire, so I know this. I absolutely believe in this, and now I'm taking the steps to say, I want to relocate here. So decide where you want to relocate, and then start putting the energy into it. And again, seeing that light around your husband and visualize him being the top of the line, and even like what, think of like being the wizard, where when they say that to me is like you already see yourself at the end goal. You're already, the for sale sign is already then, your house is sold, the place sold, you already have another one, and you already are at the place where you're where you want to go. The more you do that, the more we create energy around it, the more it becomes a possibility. So it's not in the air. So that's where you're being more proactive and working with your energy, instead of feeling like other people have like the reins. And so that would be a huge thing for you. It absolutely, you see and feel the effects of it as soon as you start doing it. And I'm talking about within 2 hours, you'll feel much more settled than within 2 days, is what the father-in-law is saying. Your husband will see it at work, and with 2 weeks, you guys will both be laughing like, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much this works. It's just like when people start, a lot of times with some people that are resistant, I say to them, as far as believing that they could ask for help, I'll say, ask for angels, parking lot angels. So ask for your angels or guides to get you a parking lot spot when it's really busy. And so people really, ask for it, and then all of a sudden it's a really busy parking lot at our mall, and then all of a sudden right in the place they ask, and then they get the parking spot, right? So this is where you're beyond the parking lot angel part. That's where some people, they start to open up. They say, oh, my gosh, this works. I can ask. And so this is where your father-in-law is saying, be more direct in as far as where you want to go, okay?
Yeah, that's one of the things, is I haven't really narrowed it down, because, I mean, we've lived in different states, but what I'd really like to find is that place that makes me feel like home. You know, okay. Everybody has that place where they sort of resonate,
yep.
where you go there and you're like, oh, yes, I'm
yep.
home. And that's
yep. and
what I really want.
Have you felt that place yet?
Not yet. That's what I was sort of hoping.
Have you been to South Carolina?
South Carolina?
What's the Carolina connection? Yeah. And actually, you know what? I first of all, I heard South Carolina connection with you, but especially when there's a family, there's astrologers that take your neonate record and they do your families too, and they'll tell you what would, with your energy, what would make you feel the better. So I would absolutely, I'm here in the Carolinas and also Maryland, Carolina, but South Carolina in particular for you, and but I'm also seeing that. Go have an astrology reading. Email union1111@yahoo.com, and I will give you names to some people that could help you pinpoint that part. But the first thing I'm getting what the dads are saying is the Carolinas, okay?
Okay, great.
All right,
thank you.
Have a wonderful day.
Thanks very much, Julia. We appreciate it. Yep, let's run off to our last caller of the day. Let's bring on Linda from Folsom, Pennsylvania.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
All right, Carrie. How are you?
I'm doing very well. How can I help you?
Oh, we had spoken a couple weeks back, and we were talking about forgiveness and my healing process, and I just felt like I missed something, or that there was
something. And it felt like you did something?
That I missed something, or there was something more that I needed to do, or...
Okay. All right. Think of that forgiveness, and when you're saying like miss something like in the directions, or miss something as far as, because when you just said that, I looked into your heart, and so go into your thymus, holding your thymus, and the thymus is 4 inches below the heart. I mean, below like the indent where our throat is, where the thyroid is, and that's the immune. Endocrine gland, and by putting, especially they're saying your left hand on the thymus, and the left side is all about taking in, receiving, nurturing, and so having your hand go on your thymus, especially over the next 2 days, 2 hours, 2 weeks, next 2 months, even into February is what they're saying, and really getting connected into that thymus energy. And so think of the heart as the anchor for opening up. The thymus represents unconditional love, and so that's where forgiveness goes back into. It's like a session with the onions. So when I see onions, that it could be like peeling an onion back is what forgiveness can be. So it could be things could be happening very profoundly on subtler, on the spiritual levels, and then the mental levels and the emotional levels, and then we could feel it down to our physical level. So if you're not feeling something, understand as soon as you direct your energy, something is working immediately, because it cannot not, because that's how energy works. And so if we don't feel it immediately, do not discredit it, because, again, there's a part that it could be working on the mental level, and especially when I'm seeing somebody arm wrestling, that's my sign of where all of our minds can get too much into, we could think too much. So it's a part of this is the enjoying the process is what you're doing, Linda, as you're stepping into your empowerment as being the in the driver's seat, and going back into, as your hand is on the thymus, your left hand in particular, whenever you feel your energy get tight, you're going to think of it as contracting your energy. When we contract, we get out of alignment. When we're out of alignment, that is not our natural state. That goes back to what we're retraining. And this is everybody, Linda. We're all being invited to step into this place. This is what we came down here for, and that's our biggest job. And we could be doing other physical jobs, but our biggest job is to remember who we are, that we're all angels having a spiritual experience. So what I'm seeing is that you've had a huge step in this, as far as in the positive direction, that you might, again, not be feeling it, or sometimes when we start doing this, other stuff could get picked up, come up just like peeling an onion, but the more you feel out of alignment, the more you direct your energy back into alignment, the more you feel like, again, you're back in the driver's seat. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Okay.
Okay,
alrighty.
Linda?
I just want to feel that I can get balanced so that I can get into some kind of fulfilling work. And I guess that's what this is all about.
Exactly. So think of that. You can get into fulfilling work right now, but you said the perfect key as far as balance. And I keep on seeing, do the energy exercises, get into a really routine, amp it up. And any time that you feel yourself unplug. So that means contracted. That means you feel out of balance. Then take a breath, realign yourself, and then the more you do that, the more you're going to feel aligned. Okay.
Thank you very much.
You have a wonderful day. And so, thanks for you can contact me for a private reading or workshop at 860-887-1201. Or visit my website at carrieoconnor.com for more information. Thanks for being a great audience today. And please join me every morning, Monday morning, that is, from 10 to 11 right here on Alternative Talk Radio, 1150 KKNW, for another hour of the Carrie O'Connor Show. I am
Views expressed on the preceding program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM, KKNW Seattle, and KWJZ 98.9 FM, Digital HD3 Seattle.
And good morning to you, Benny Mathers here for your Alternative.